This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. It's Morning Devotions. It was an embarrassing moment all around. The American air rifle shooter Matt Emmons was taking part in the 2004 Athens game. It was 22nd of August. He just completed in a three-position event in which the participants shoot from their stomachs, knees and feet at a target about 50 metres away. Well, getting into his final shot, Matt was in first place. He was doing well. He really only needed a mediocre score for gold. He was one shot away from claiming victory. But what happened next was just unbelievable. Instead, he shot at the wrong target. It was one lane over, and he got no score at all, and he finished eighth. And he described it later as an extremely rare mistake in an elite competition. At first, Matt Emmons thought it was an electronic error. Then he found out, no, it was his error. He fired at the wrong target. He'd fired a target in lane three while he was shooting in lane two. Now, how would you cope? You know, an Olympic champion, how would you cope with a shattering disappointment? Well, he kept going with his sport, and in 2010, Matt Emmons developed a thyroid cancer. He had the entire thyroid surgically removed. He's now made a complete recovery. He's still monitored twice a year in case that cancer comes back. Well, he's back on track. He qualified for two events in the London in 2012, and he knows that spectators have learned to expect the unexpected if he makes any finals. But this is what he said to the media at the time. I know what people know for me, but I take it all with a grain of salt. I'm really proud of the way that I've handled those situations. I play to win, but I understand you're not going to win every match. And there are things much more important to life than pulling a trigger and winning medals. I have my health and family, and that's way more important than this game will ever be. When he was asked if he must win a gold at the Olympics to make himself whole and complete, he laughed. He said, no, I don't need it. I have a wonderful life. I'm thankful for everything that I have because my life's great. I think that's an inspiring statement from an athlete, Matt Emmons, the air rifle shooter. Now, God has targets for us to hit with our lives. We can be successful in hitting a target in this life. But you know, if it's the wrong target, we don't win. Somebody said there are two great days in a person's life, the day we're born and the day we discover why we're born. In that movie, The Chariots of Fire, Eric Liddell, the Scottish sprinter who became a missionary to China, and his sister wanted him to be a missionary sooner, and she tried to talk him out of running. He said, no, I have to run. When I run, he said, I feel God's pleasure. Do you feel God's pleasure in life? Because the Lord himself takes pleasure in his people. It says so in Psalm 149, verse 4. Have a look at it sometime. God takes pleasure in watching you be you. And instead of seeing God as always disappointed with you, why not see him as a God who rejoices over you? God's word actually says that. Pastor Rick Warren, a very influential pastor and writer in America, says the most important thing to know in life is that God loves you. And the most important thing to do in life is to love him back. And that reminds me of an important verse in Matthew chapter 22. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and mind. This is the first and great commandment. You see, God has planned us for a reason. He has targets for us to hit with our lives. And we can be skilled in certain things. We can be very focused. And we can be successful in hitting a target in this life. But what if it's the wrong target? Do you know what your purpose is? Are you hitting the mark? We need to make sure that we're aiming at the right target. One definition of failure is succeeding at something that doesn't really matter. So ask yourself, is what I'm doing really, does it really matter? Am I hitting the right target? Doesn't matter how accurate you are if you're aiming at the wrong goal. So what is your goal? Is your goal to live for yourself and no one else? There is more to life than trying to earn a good wage and a nice house, because God has given us Jesus Christ. Life can take on a new meaning and find that purpose for yourself. Thank you, dear Lord, for someone like Matt Emmons who experienced disappointment, hitting the wrong mark. May that be an example for us to think about our lives today. Amen.